So before we start learning today, the shiur today is dedicated Le'ilui Nishmas Harav Rabbi Eliezer ben Rabbi Yitzchok Yehuda, whose yahrzeit is this coming Shabbos, Shabbos Kodesh Parshas Terumo, the father of our dear friend Reb Shimon Fein, a permanent member of this shiur, She'tibod l'chaim tovim varuchim, and your father should be a meretz yosher for the entire family. You should only know simcha v'nachas. The shiur is also dedicated Le'ilui Nishmosa Shel Isha Chashuvo, Chava Besra Borach, the mother of also one of our members, of one of the Mishtatvim Kvuim in this shiur, Mr. Bauer, and his mother passed away this Shabbos. He's sitting Shiva. Shekodesh Baruch Hu Yenachim Es Kol HaMishpocha B'toch Shar Evlei Tzion V'Yushalayim. And they should only know Simcha v'Nachas, and the mother should be a Meretz Yosher. Le'ilui Nishmas Moras Chava Bas Reborach. So this week's parsha, we learn the mitzvah, which is our dream and hope every day. V'yosu le'migdosh v'shuchanti b'soichom. So one of the Taryag mitzvahs Shabbatayra is the mitzvahs Asiyas Amigdosh. And this is a mitzvah Klal Yisrael wore Mekayim once in the Midbar, Asiyas HaMishkan, and then in Bayis Rishon, once again in Bayis Shaini, and once more, Bekorah B'Yameinu. So there is a machlokes between the Rambam on one hand and Rashi V'Tosfos on the other, whether the Bayis Shlishi will be built by mortals, by men, just like the first three, the Mishkan and the two Bote Migdash. That is the clear opinion of the Rambam in several different sources. Rashi V'Tosfos and three different sources in Shas maintain that the Bayis HaShlishi Boni V'Mishuchlal Yered Eish Men HaShomayim. But the Moinei HaMitzvahs do count Asiyas HaMigdash as one of Taryag Mitzvahs Shabbatayra, as we find in Sefer HaMitzvahs LaRambam Mitzvahs Aseichov. And the source of this mitzvah is in the Vochadik HaParsha. V'yosu li migdosh v'shuchanti b'soichom. And there's an interesting machlokes between Rambam and Ramban. The Rambam, Perek Chof Mesefer HaMitzvos that I just quoted, and the Ramban disputes the opinion of the Rambam not on the spot, but rather in mitzvah Lamed Gimel, mitzvah Sase Lamed Gimel. Mitzvah Sase Lamed Gimel is the mitzvah of Big Day Kahuna. And in mitzvah Sase Lamed Gimel, the Ramban has a different opinion. So the Rambam maintains that the mitzvah of Asiyas HaMishkan includes all the Kalim. Mishkan v'Kalov are one concept, one idea, and one mitzvah saseh. And when the Torah commands, v'yosi le'migdosh v'shechanti b'soicha, migdosh includes all the klei migdosh. The Rambam has a different opinion, and the Ramban argues. V'yosu le'migdosh is the migdosh. It is only the building, only the structure. So what is the source for Asiyas HaKalim, the Ramban says? The various different avoiders demand kelim, because if you don't have a menorah, you can't light menorah samora. And if you don't have the shulchan, you can't be makayim the mitzvah v'lechem aponim. Without the mizbech hachitzen, how would be makir of korbonos? And without the mizbech apnimi, how could we bring k'toiris twice every day? So the Ramban maintains that the various different mitzvahs that are included in avoiders amigdosh, Hachatos v'ha'oshom, v'ha'ktores, v'ha'neres, v'lechem aponim, they necessitate Asiyas HaKalim. So the mitzvah of Asiyas HaAvoida includes the mitzvah of Asiyas HaKalim, which are necessary. Without them, we cannot perform the avoidas, and therefore the mitzvah of Asiyas HaKalim is included in each different avoida that is performed in each different kli. That is the opinion of the Rambam. We have two additional shittas, which besides the fundamental machlokes, Rambam and Ramban, are noteworthy, and one of them is the Ravid. Because Sefer HaMitzvahs is a Sefer b'fnei atzmoi, but Sefer HaMitzvahs HaKotzer, which we call Minyan HaMitzvahs, is an integral part of Sefer HaMitzvahs, and therefore the Bala HaSogos on Minyan HaMitzvahs is the Ravid, because the Ravid is the Bar Plukta of the Rambam and Mishneh Torah, and the Sefer HaMitzvahs HaKotzer is an integral part and an introduction to the Mishneh Torah. But Sefer HaMitzvahs is a Sefer in itself. And the Baal HaSogos and Sefer HaMitzvahs is the Ramban. So the Ravid and Minyan HaMitzvahs, Mitzvahs HaSeichof, argues against the Rambam Why don't you count Asiyas HaMizbeach as a mitzvah b'fnei atzmo? And I think the essence of the Ravid's argument is twofold. First of all, Asiyas HaMizbeach, the Mizbeach HaChitzoin, is not in Parshas Truma. So obviously it wouldn't be included in V'yosi LeMikdash. In Parshas Truma, in the beginning of the Parsha, the Torah specifically explains how we make the Shulchan, the Menorah, the Mizbeach HaPanimi, the Oroin, and on all these Kalim, the Pasuk says, "Kachor Asher Anim Aroischu, Estavnas HaMikdash, V'tavnas Kol Kalev Kein Tasu L'Doyres." So there's reasoning to argue, and that is the opinion of the Rambam, that all these various different Kalim are included in V'yosi LeMikdash. However, the mitzvah of Asiyas HaMizbeach is at the end of Parshas B'Shalach, right after the story of Luchas Uedis, at the very end Parshas Yisroi, right at the end of Parshas Yisroi, right after the story of the Luchois, at the end of the Parsha. Mizbech Adom Otaseli, V'zavach Tov L'Vaserosech V'Shlomech V'Sonech V'Zbekorech V'Kol Mokom Asher Asker Shemiyo V'Alecha V'Berech Ticho V'Mizbech Avonim Taseli L'Yisrev Nesek Gosis. So obviously, the mitzvah of Asiyas HaMizbeach, which is comes before the mitzvah of Asiyas HaMishkon Bechlal, that's at the end of Parshas Truma, is a mitzvah b'fnei atzmai. And the other point is the Rambam Paskins, that is the clear opinion of the Rambam, in Perek Vov, Alocha Tez Vov, Melchiz Beis Abchira, Makriven Afal Pisha in Bayis, to bring the various different sacrifices, the various different karbonis. We don't even need the Beis HaMikdash. Kedusha Rishoyna, Kutcha Rishata, Vakutcha Liyosad Lovay, Alochi Kerebi Shua. So according to the Rambam, we don't even need the Beis HaMikdash to bring karbonis. All we need is the Mizbeach. And therefore, the Ravid maintains, even if we will follow in the Rambam's footsteps, we will accept his shitta, that Asiyas HaKelim is included in Mikdash, that does not include the Mizbeach. I think there are three different reasons. First of all, the source. The source is significant. The mitzvah on Asiyas HaMizbeach comes before Asiyas HaMishkan. That's in Parshas Yisroel, and this is in Parshas Truma. Number two, we could be makriv korbanos without the bayis. All we need is the Mizbeach. Number three, the Mizbeach wasn't a kli. It was a structure. It was mechuber lekarka. And it wouldn't be defined as klei HaMikdash. And for these three reasons, the Ravid maintains the Rambam might be right regarding other kelim. They're all included in V'yosi LeMikdash. But the Mizbeach HaChitzon is an exception, and that is a mitzvah b'fnei atzmo. On the other hand, Sefer HaMitzvos L'Rabbeinu Sadia Gaon. And I always fondly say, Sefer HaMitzvos L'Rasag Shechiber Rabbi Yeruchim Fischer Perlo. Does that make sense? I think it does, because whoever is familiar with Sefer HaMitzvos L'Rasag knows this amazing phenomena. One of the amazing gedolim, the big iluyim in Poland in the era right before the Holocaust, right before World War II, one of the iluyim in Poland was Rabbi Yeruchim Fischer Perlo. He wasn't a Shiv, he wasn't a Rav, he wasn't a Klei Kodesh, but he was a tremendous iluy. And he actually was Machab Sefer HaMitzvos L'Rasag. But isn't the Rasag Rabbeinu Sadia Gaon? He wasn't known as Rabbi Yeruchim Fischer Perlo. There was only 1,000 years between them. But Rabbeinu Sadia Gaon didn't really write an actual Sefer HaMitzvos. Like many of the Rishonei Sfarad, he was an Ish HaShkoilis. He was the greatest Rosh Hashiva in Bavel. He was the Poisig, because in those days, the Rosh Hashivas were the Rabbonim. They were the Dayonim. They were Anshei HaShkoilis. There was no different definition. A Rosh Hashiva Lamdin and a Rav Poisig, and he was the Godel Hador, and he was a great philosopher. And he wrote the Gewaldige work, Emunis Vedeyes Lerasag, and he was also a Paitan and a Chorez and a poet. And actually, he wrote a Charuz, which included Taryag Mitzvahs. But it was built like a poem, like a song, and there was no elaboration. He wasn't Mefalpel. And the official Perlo took that poem, took that song, that Charuz, and he developed it into a Sefer HaMitzvahs, three volumes, far bigger in quantity than the Minchas Chinuch. He made it actually Sefer HaMitzvos with three big volumes, thousands of pages. So that was the Gaonis of Reb Fischer Perlo. So I say, Sefer HaMitzvos L'Rasag, Shechiber Reb Fischer Perlo, He maintains that each and every one of Klei HaMikdash is a mitzvah sasei bifnei atzmoi. And Rabbeinu Sadi Gaon counts in his minyan six different mitzvahs. Asiyas HaMikdash ve'keilov. So we actually have four different opinions. How we are mechalek, how do we divide, how do we set up Asiyas HaMishkan ve'keilov mepchinas minyan taryag mitzvah shevetoyle. So let's come back to the fundamentals, the Rambam and the Ramban. So the Rambam maintains, V'yosi HaMikdash includes the keilim. For some reason, the Rambam even includes Mizbeach HaChitzan. He does not count Mizbeach HaChitzan as a mitzvah b'fnei atzmoi. The Ramban argues, Mikdosh is Mikdosh. Mikdosh is only Mikdosh, only the building, only the structure. So what is the source that we need to make Klei HaMikdash? According to the Ramban, the various different avodas necessitate the kelim. Without the kelim, you can't perform those avodas. So the mitzvah of Asiyas HaKelim is part of the mitzvah of Asiyas HaVoida that we perform in each and every one of those respective kelim. And I felt many years ago when I wrote this in Minchas Osher that I think the Rambam and the Ramban halchu lishitosom bekol iker geder Asiyas HaMikdash. The Rambam defines the Mikdash both in Sefer HaMitzvahs and both in Mishneh Torah. So I quote the Loshon of the Rambam in Sefer HaMitzvahs, Mitzvahs HaSeichof, Shenitztaveinu livnois beis avoido laHashem. So the Rambam defines, what is the beis HaMikdash? A beis avoido. And in the very first halacha in Hilchos beis HaBchira, in Sefer HaAvoido, the Rambam writes, the very first mitzvah, Mitzvahs HaSeichof Torah, livnois beis laHashem liois, makrivim roi korbonois v'madlikim boi neiris v'chogigim elav sholosh po'amim b'shonah. So the Rambam once again defines, what is the essence of the Beis HaMikdash? Bayis l'Hashem liois makrivim boi korbonois. That is the Rambam's basic approach, a basic definition, a basic philosophy. What is the Beis HaMikdash about? What is the essence of Beis HaMikdash? Beis HaVoido. Bayis l'Hashem liois makrivim boi korbonois. The Rambam, at the very beginning of this week's parsha, Parsha's Truma, in the very first psukim, the Ramban explains the essence of the Beis HaMikdash. Hashroas Hashchina Beis HaMikdash is a continuation of Mamed Har Sinai. Ratzon Hashem that Mamed Har Sinai should live with us forever, and therefore, the Hashroas Hashchina, the same Shchina that rested on Har Sinai, was transferred to Har HaMoriah, and the same Eish, the Eish HaGdoila that was on Har Sinai goes over to rest in Beis HaMikdash, and that is the Eish Yordam and HaShemayim on the Mizbeach. And those same Luchois that were the essence of Har Sinai, Mamed Har Sinai with the Luchois, those same Luchois are in Kodesh HaKodeshim. And the Ikar Shechina is in Kodesh HaKodeshim. And those same Luchois, that they were the essence of Ashur Sashchin and Har Sinai. That is the opinion of the Ramban. So the Ramban wasn't asked to define the essence of the Beis HaMikdash, but learning the Perashah Ramban al HaTorah, this week's Pasha that I just quoted, I think if we would ask the Ramban, would you please define the essence of the Beis HaMikdash, he would say Beis Shechino, not necessarily Beis Avoido. Beis Shechino. That is the essence of the Beis HaMikdash. And I think the Rambam defining the Beis HaMikdash as a Beis HaVoido, Bayis L'Shem, Liyus Makriv and Korek Bono, he says, goes without saying, without Klei HaMikdash, there could be no Avoido. What is the Bayis without the Kelim? If the Bayis is meant to be a Beis HaVoido, then it would be only natural to maintain that Asiyas HaKelim is included in the mitzvah of Yosi HaMikdash, because without Kelim, the bias is void of meaning. It has no meaning, because the essence of the bias is a bias, lias mekriyim by karbonis. Without the mizbech, there could be no karbonis. Without the shulchan, there's no lechem aponim. Without the mizbech hazov, there is no ktoiris. So if the bias is a base of voido, it is only natural to maintain that Kelim are part of the bias. According to the Ramban, the bias is primarily about Shechina. And maybe Shechina doesn't necessitate Avoido. It's enough that we have the Oroin, that we have the Luchois. That is what the Beis HaMikdash is about. That is Beis HaDoim Raglav. And that is where Mamed Har Sinai lives with us forever. So according to the Ramban, it's not natural to assume that Klei HaMikdash are included in the mitzvah of Asiyas HaBayis, and therefore the Ramban says, but the Beis HaMikdash has an additional meaning, an additional function, and that is, after all, we do have many mitzvahs that are centered in the Beis HaMikdash. So in order to perform those mitzvahs and those avodas, we need to do the Kelim. So that is the way I understand the Machloikis, the Ramban, and Rambam. So the Machloikis is not only in Drosha Samekrois and the way we understand the Psukim and in our interpretation of this week's Parsha. I think the basis of the Machloikis is the entire essence, what Beis Mikdash means and what is its meaning and what is the essence of the Beis HaMikdash, whether it's a Beis Avoida or a Beis Shechina. That is the way I would understand it. And maybe the Rambam and the Ramban go to Shetosoi, point number three. Because the Ramban, in Mitzvah Gimel Sheshochach HaRav, as we know, there are many machloikas between Ramban and Rambam regarding Tarek Mitzvahs. The Ramban has his list, and the Rambam has his list, and then the Ramban comes along and he subtracts many mitzvahs that the Rambam did include, and he suggests what are the mitzvahs that Ramban suggests instead of those that he took out of the minyan of the Rambam. So the Rambam, bein b'mitzvahs aseh, bein b'mitzvahs lo ta'aseh, after he discusses the opinions of the Rambam, and he writes his asogas, has a list, mitzvahs sheshochach harav. That means those mitzvahs that the Rambam omitted without justification, according to the Ramban. And a mitzvah gimel, sheshochach harav, the Ramban writes that the mitzvah shelo lishanu is meseder hakelim. Kechol asheri marois hu tavnes ha-mishkan v'tavnes kol kelev kein ta'asu ledoiros. The Ramban says, this is a mitzvah to say, shelo lishanu is meseder hakelim. Every kli should be in its proper place. That is a mitzvah into itself, according to the Ramban. And the Ramban wonders why the Rambam doesn't count this as a mitzvah. The way we explain the Rambam, I think the Rambam says the kelim are part of the Beis HaMikdash. So the Seder HaKelim and Mukam HaNochas HaKelim are also included in the Yosi LeMikdash V'Shuchanti B'Soichem, just like we're not supposed to change or alter the size of the Mikdash or the way that we build the Mikdash, the same regarding the Kelim. Bearing in mind that the Kelim are an integral and essential part of the Beis HaMikdash Gufa, and it's the same mitzvah, the Yosi LeMikdash is Mikdash VeKelov, then the Tzivu Shelo Lishanas to say that a Kelim is not a mitzvah in itself. It is an additional Azhora, but it is part of the general mitzvah, of the basic mitzvah of Asiyas HaMishkon. The Ramban Lishitosoi, no, the Kelim are not part of the Beis HaMikdash. And therefore, the mitzvah of Asiyas HaKelim is necessitated by the Avoides, but Shelo Lishanas Meseder HaKelim, that is, according to the Ramban, a mitzvah Bifnei Atzmo. Now, the Ramban. When the Ramban argues that Asiyas HaKelim are not part of Asiyas HaMishkon, but on the other hand, lo kishitas harasag, they also are not entitled, each kli, to be a mitzvah bifnei atzmoi. They are included in the avoides. So how about the siyasa oroin? There is no avoider regarding the oroin. The oroin was in Kodesh HaKodeshim. Only once a year the Kohen Gadol went in there. And there was no avoider with the oroin. All the oroin was about was Luchas Eides that were in the Oroin. So the Ramban Lishitosoi says that a Siyas Oroin is a mitzvah bifnei atzmo. The other Kelim, no. But the Oroin is a mitzvah bifnei atzmo. So one could wonder, but if the essence of Beis HaMikdash is Shechina, and Mokom HaShoas HaShechina is in Kodesh HaKodeshim, so L'Choire, thank you, Terem Yikrov Anien, thank you. So, just the way we explain Shittas HaRambam, if the bias is essentially a base of voido, then the kelim are included in the mitzvah from bias. Why wouldn't the Ramban assume the same regarding the Oroin? If Ashros HaShechin is primarily in Kodesh HaKodeshim because of the Oroin, then why would the Oroin need to be a mitzvah bifnei atzmo? Why wouldn't we say Beis HaMikdash is all about Shechina, and the Shechina rests on the Oroin? So why wouldn't the Urim be included in the mitzvah of Asiyas HaMishkan? Tzorech Loyimah. Yes, Kodesh HaKodeshim has more Kedusha than any other part of the Beis HaMikdash, but there still is a Shroos HaShchina in the entire Beis HaMikdash. V'yoseli Mikdash v'shuchanti b'soichom is not only in Kodesh HaKodeshim. In Minchas Oshar HaTorah, I have a list of 10 different dargas of Shechina. We don't know much about Shechina. But we know that Eretz Yisrael is Niskadosh Be'esek Kedushos, the highest level of Shechina. And we assume that the highest level of Kedusha is the highest level of Shechina, is in Kodesh HaKodeshim. Ma'al HaKapodes. Then we have the Heichel and the Azorah and Harabayas. Harabayas has more Kedusha than the rest of Yerushalayim. And Yerushalayim has more Kedusha than the rest of Eretz Yisrael. And Eretz Yisrael has more Kedusha than any place in Chutz Lords. So there are different levels in the Shechina. Kol be'asor Shechin Tesharia. Wherever 10 people get together, there's a Shos HaShechina. V'nikdash Yivetuch B'nei Yisrael. U'menayin shefelu echot shiyoshev yoysik b'toyr HaShechina shluyu imoy. Shenemar, b'chol mokah masher askir shemiyovay olecho v'beirach ticho. So, there are different levels in Shechina. So yes, the highest concentration of Shechina is in Kodesh HaKodeshim, and the Ramban explains that has to do with the Oroin, but HaShos HaShechina, Beis HaMikdash, is not dependent on the Oroin. And even Bizman Ba'isheni, when there was no Oroin, there still was HaShos HaShechina, Beis HaMikdash. And therefore, even though the Rambam would define Beis HaMikdash as a Beis Shechina, Asiyas Oren is a mitzvah bifnei atzmo. Lo kishitas Rambam. According to the Rambam, we explained, if the bais is a beis avoid, there cannot be a void without kelim. And therefore, Asiyas HaKelim is included in V'yosei L'Mikdash. Hayachas shebein Oren l'shchino, according to the Ramban, is not the same yachas as the kelim and the Mikdash, according to the Rambam. It's different. Because there is Shechina without the Oroin. And there was a Shos HaShechina in a certain degree, even Bizman HaBayashenu, when there was no Oroin. And there's a Shos HaShechina not only in Kodesh HaKodeshim, but in the entirety of Beis HaMikdash. And therefore, according to the Ramban, Oroin would be a mitzvah bifnei atzma, but this brings us back to Shittas HaRambam. So why doesn't the Rambam count Oroin as a mitzvah bifnei atzma? There was no avoida in the Oroin. And if there was no avoider, why would it be included in V'yoseli Mikdash? We explained Shittas HaRambam, why would the Kelim be included in V'yoseli Mikdash? Because the Bais HaBais avoider. I'll make you an... But there was no avoider b'dorin. There was avoider b'kodesh HaKodesh. I mean, he was mazah, but the dam did... Keneged, didn't touch the kapoyis. It was keneged. So I'll give you an interesting piece of information. The Rambam in Hilchas Beis HaBchira doesn't even write anything about the Oren. And the Rambam doesn't describe the midos of the Oren and how the Oren is built. The Rambam is explicit and very clear and very detailed regarding all the other clay mikdash, their size, the material, the method, exactly how they were made. But the Rambam writes nothing about the Oren. So it's quite obvious, according to the Rambam, the Oren was a mitzvah l'shov lo l'doiros. Tzoyfa ha-doiros marosh, HaKadosh Baruch Hu knew that in Bayis Shaini there will be no Oroin, and therefore there never will be a need to make an Oroin. Ad l'osad lovay. And the mitzvahs of l'osad lovay are not part of Taryag mitzvahs shebetoyah. And that was a gzeres shemayim, that the Oroin is a one-time feat. The Oren was made once. And the essence of the Oren is only to contain Lichas Uedis. And the Rambam in Perek Dalad of Hilchas Beis HaBchira, I think it'll be helpful if I could have a Rambam Avoida. So, because we have a few interesting Diduka Lashoinas in the Rambam, so if I could have a Rambam Avoida, Hilchas Beis HaBchira, I think it would be very helpful. So, the Rambam doesn't mention at all the details of Asiyas HaOroin, neither the size nor the material, nor the way the Oroin was made. So we explained, according to the Rambam, the Oroin is a mitzvah l'shov v'loy l'doyrois. So whatever happened to the Oroin, what is the story of the Oroin? So the Rambam Perek Dalet Alocha Aleph in Hilchas Beis Abchira, the Rambam writes, Evan Hoysu Bekoidesh HaKodeshim B'Marovoi. That is the Evan HaShasiyo. V'oleyo Hoyu Ho'oroin Munach Ulefonav Tzantzenes Amon V'mata Haroin. U'b'yeshe Bonu Shloim Es HaBayis. Shloim HaMelech built the Bayis, Beis Elomim, the first Beis HaMikdash. V'yoda Shesoifoy Lechrav. Bono mokoim lignois boi ho'oroin lemata. Bematmoinois amukois va'akal kalois. V'yashiyo ha'melech tzivu v'gonzoi b'mokom shabono shloimo. Shloimo prepared in advance. Matmoinois amukois va'akal kalois. Underground tunnels and chambers to hide the oroin. And before the churban, when Yashiyo ha'melech became aware, mepianovi, that the Chorban is imminent, and in a short time the Romans will desecrate, and they will be Machal Kedushas HaMikdosh. Yashiyo HaMelech took the Oroin out of Kodesh HaKodeshim, and he concealed the Oroin in those underground chambers that Shlomo HaMelech prepared in advance. Shenemar, V'yomer Leviyam HaMevinam L'Kol Yisrael HaKedushim LaHashem, Tnu Asa Oroin HaKodesh BeBeis HaShabon Shlomo Ben David Melech Yisrael, Ein Lecha Masa BeKotef, Ato Ivdu Asa Shem HaLakechem. V'nignaz imoi matahanan v'tzantzenes v'shemen ha-mishcho. V'chol eilu loy chozru b'bayis sheini. So the Rambam writes, Shlomo HaMelech knew in advance that Beis HaMikdash Yechrav, and he concealed the Oroin, and on Bayis Sheini there was no Oroin. Why wasn't there no Oroin on Bayis Sheini? Because there were no other lichas. Kodesh Baruch Hu never gave anyone luchas min hashamayim, luchas abris, besides the one he gave Moshe Rabbeinu Bahar Sinai. And if there is no luchos, what's the point in making an oroin? So the Rambam Lishitosoi maintains Asiyas Oroin is not included in Taryag Mitzvahs because it was a Eroas Shah. It was once, never to be again. But what would happen if the Oroin erodes, or it gets broken, or it was burnt? Bizman bayis, a bayis erishin. Wouldn't there be a mitzvah? So, ma bekach that there wasn't Oroin bizman bayis sheni. But wouldn't there be a mitzvah the 400 years that the bayis erishin was standing? Why wouldn't there be a mitzvah of siyas Oroin? We need to bear in mind something else that the Gemara says. The Oroin was legamre shelo kederech hateva. The Gemara says, Ha'orin loy tofes mokom b'kodesh ha'kodeshim. Ha'orin hoyu noises noisav. So b'nei ka'os nosei ha'orin, the Oroin carried them. The Oroin was entirely not a natural phenomena. So that goes without saying. It was known that the Oroin cannot be destroyed. There is no such thing. It'll never erode. It'll never disintegrate. It can never be burnt. The Oroin was legamre shaloka derech hateva and kodesh hakodeshim. And therefore the Rambam maintains, no. The Oroin was a mitzvah l'shov v'lo l'doris. Bezman bayis sheni, there was no Oroin. Liyoset lavoi, there will be no new Oroin. It'll be taken out from its concealment. Keil mistater b'shavror chevroin, chevyoin, and we'll have that same old Oroin. And those same old Luchas Abris that Moshe Rabbeinu kibel b'har Sinai. So it's no wonder why, according to the Rambam, the Oroin is not a mitzvah b'fnei atzma. It's not a mitzvah at all. We do not find in Hilchas Beis Achira what, how, and from what we make the Oroin. So the Rambam in this very same aloha, Perek Dalet aloha Aleph of Hilchas Beis Achira, goes on and he says, Kol eilu loy chozru bebayis sheni, v'af urim v'tumim shayu bebayis sheni, loy ayu mishuvim beruach hakodesh, v'lo ayu nishalim behem. The urim v'tumim bebayis sheni didn't function. They lost their function. That's a Gemara in Yom Daf Chof Aleph. In bayis sheni, there were no urim v'tumim. So there are two different pirushim in the Rishonim. Some Rishonim, I'm a farash a Gemara kepshuta, there were no urim v'tumim. But Tosfos brings, there was Urim Vitumim, but they didn't function. לא היו משיבים ולא היו נשאלים בהם. And that is the opinion of the Rambam. לא היו משיבים ברוח הקודש ולא היו נשאלים בהם. שנאמר, עד המועד כהן לאורים ותומים. ולא היו אויסן אויסם, אלא כדי להשלים שמונה בגודם לכהן גודל, שלא יהיה מחוסר בגודים. Amazing. So the Rambam says, if the Urim Vitunim had not functioned בזמן בישני, why did they do an Urim Vitumim? שלא יהיה הכהן גודל מחוסר בגודים. The Ravid says, the Urim Vitumim have nothing to do with, they're not one of the Shemayna Begodim. The Choshen is one of the Shemayna Begodim, but not the Urim Vitumim. Kosev Ravid. ועל היורים ותומים ורוח הקודש, שני דבורים הם מן החמישו שחוסו בבית השני. ולדבורוב לא היו אלה אחד. אורים ותומים ורוח הקודש הם הסיים. תגמור שזה ניהו מחופה עליו חמישה דבורים חוסו בבית השני. וחיסה בגודם שיאמר, אינוי כלום, שאינוי מחש בוינה בגודם. So according to the Rambam, there were no אורים ותומים בזמן בית השני. There were no Urim V'tumim. The Rambam says there were Urim V'tumim, even though they had no function. Shelo yehi koyin mechusar begodim. So what is the essence of this machloikis? I think the Rambam l'shitosai once again. So today's shir is full of l'shitosai. The Rambam maintains there was no Urim bebayis sheni. Why not? Yes, the stones weren't the Urim V'tumim. There's a machlokes, the Ramban and the Rambam, what was the Urim V'tumim? One perish the Ramban brings out of Torah is, it was a klaf of Shemes that Moshe Rabbeinu wrote, B'ksav Yodoy, and that was inserted into the Choshen. And that actually activated the Choshen. Without that klaf, there would be no choshen. The other opinion is, it was Maase Uman, made out of Zohov. But the Avonim were the choshen. That was not the Urim V'tumim. Al Yedei Urim V'tumim, the Avnei HaChoshen, and the letters in the choshen conveyed messages. But the Urim V'tumim wasn't the choshen. However, Rav Tzimmer said something, and some of the commentaries of the Rambam did understand the essence of the Urim V'tumim the way you understood it. So, the Rambam says there were Urim V'tumim because otherwise the Kohen would be Mechusa Begodim, and the Ravid wonders. In the list of Shmoyna Begodim, we do not find Urim V'tumim, but we do find the Choshen. So the Rambam maintains, Bizman Ba'ai Shaini, there was no Urim. Why not? Because if the essence of the Urim is the luchos, so what's the point in having a oroin without luchos? The same way that Rambam maintains, if the essence of the choshen was the urim v'tumim, if there is no urim v'tumim, the choshen is not a choshen. In the same way, without the luchos, the oroin is not a oroin. So I once said, you know, it's just a humorous way to say it, the oroin is not an Aron. Aron, זה לא Aron. זה Aron. You know, the Sifra Hasidus and Sifra Kapula speak a lot about the Klippus. Klippus Neuge. When you say Klippot, it has a different connotation. It's not Klippus. It's Klippot. Oranges, lemons have Klippot. When you want to speak about the klippus, you can't say klippot. So the oroin is the oroin. It's zelo aron. But the Rambam obviously does maintain, if there are no luchos, there is no oroin. Because the essence of the oroin is only to contain the luchos. And the Rambam defines the choshen mishpat exactly the same way. Without the urim v'tumim, the choshen is kein choshen nicht. And that's what the Rambam says, the reason they made the Urim V'tumim is man ba'ai sheni, without the Urim V'tumim, the choshen has no meaning. if the choshen has no meaning, then the koyin is mechusa begodim. Not because the urim etumim are one of the shmoneh begodim, but the choshen is one of the shmoneh begodim. And the choshen without the urim etumim is not a choshen. Same reason as the oroin without the luchos is not an oroin. The Ravid says, this is not a logical comparison at all. The yachas between the Orin and the Luchos is not the same as the Choshen and the Urim Vitumi. The Orin is all about the Luchos. That is the essence of what, after all, the Orin was, an Aron. That is the essence, what a box is made for. Boxes are made to fill them up. What are cupboards made for? To contain. So the essence of the Oroin is the Luchos. Without Luchos, what's the point of making a box if it's an empty box? But the Ravid maintains the relationship between the Urim V'Tumim and the Choshen is different. The Choshen is one of the Klei Mikdash. It's one of the Big Day Kehuna, with Urim V'Tumim or without Urim V'Tumim. So the Urim V'Tumim were relevant and were needed only when they responded. But im lo hayu nish'olin behem v'lo hayu meshivim, then the choshen is still a choshen, it's one of the shmoneh begodim, but what need was there for an urim v'tumim? And maybe the essence of the machloikas is pshat in a posik. V'notato el choshen ha-mishpot es ha-urim v'yes ha-tumim. Rashi brings two different perushim. Why is the choshen called and defined choshen ha-mishpot? What's the pshat of the posik? V'nosato el choshen ha-mishpot es ha-urim v'yes ha-tumim. Rashi brings two perushim. One perush is, al yedei urim v'tumim, the choshen is choretz din v'mishpat. When the Kohen Gadol, the Mansanedin had a shaila, they needed a psak, they asked the urim v'tumim. And the Urim V'Tumim was korveya, the fates of people. Al yedei Urim V'Tumim, the Choshen, was choretz din v'mishpot. And that is why the Choshen is called Choshen v'mishpot. Second pshat, the Choshen is mechaper al ivus hadin. That is a gemara in Zevuchim and Tamor. And because the Choshen is mechaper al ivus hadin, that's why it's called Choshen v'mishpot. The Rambam maintains the first pshat. The Choshen HaMishpot is defined as Choshen HaMishpot because of the Urim V'Tumim. And it's exactly the same as the Posek says, Esa Oroin Le'edus. The Oroin is defined as Aroin Ho'edus. Oroin Le'edus. So without the Luchos Ho'edus, the Oroin has no meaning. Without the Urim V'Tumim, the Choshen would have no meaning. And if the Choshen wouldn't have Urim V'Tumim, the Kohen would be Mechusa Begodim. Not because the Urim V'Tumim are one of the Shemana Begodim, but the Choshen is. And the Choshen without Urim V'Tumim is not a Choshen. It's void. It's meaningless. That's the Rambam. And the Ravid maybe maintains Rashi's second pshat. The Choshen is Mechaper Alivu Sadin. But Urim V'Tumim Lechud, V'choshen l'chud. The choshen was one of shmoneh begodim, like the ephod, like the mechnasayim, like the megbas, like the ksoinis, like the tzitz. One of shmoneh begodim, v'tu lo. However, the oroin is different. Regarding the oroin, everybody agrees. Without the luchos ha'edus, the oroin is meaningless. And that's why, b'bayis shayni, there was no oroin. So we spoke about V'yusin HaMikdosh, Mizbeach, Klei HaMikdosh, Beis HaMikdosh, and especially Aroin Hu'edus. So in this week's Parsha, another interesting comment that we find in the Ramban and Rashi, and that is actually a Medrash. V'yusin HaMikdosh V'shuchanti B'soichem. All the other Klei HaMikdosh, Mitzvah Sa'asiyas Beloshen Yochid, the Osiso, regarding the Menorah, the Osiso Menorah Zov Tohor Miksho, Ve'osisu shelchon atzei shutim. The only one of the Klei HaMikdash in which we find the Loshon Rabbim is the Aroin. Ve'osu Aroin atzei shutim. The Rishonim, Rashi brings, why ve'osu? Yavou kuloim v'yisasku ba'oroin kedei sheyisku l'toiro. Aron was the Luchos. The Aron was Mashpia Torah. So just like Va'osu Limigdosh Beloshen Ram, because that is a mitzvah which is on the entire people, Kach Gam Ba'aroin Avedus. Va'osu Aroin Atzei Shittim. Unlike the Menorah, the Mizbeach HaPnimi, the Shulchan, Va'osiso, not Va'osu. Yavou kulom v'yisasku ba'oroin kedei sheyisku l'toyret. So my question is, why in the next posuk v'tzi piso oiso zohov toyo loshin yochid v'yotzakto lo arba taboy zohov loshin yochid v'osisu badei atzei shitnim v'tzi piso oisam zohov loshin yochid? Only the first posuk is loshin rabim v'osu oroin atzei shitnim. So my feeling is this. In Parshas Ekev, when we learn once again about the Luchos, after Moshe Rabbeinu comes down with the second set of Luchos Shnius, HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells him, Vo'osiso lecho aroin eitz, for the Luchos. Make a wooden box for the Luchos. But in this week's Parsha, the Oren was Zohav Toyer, wood in the middle. But Zohav mebefnim v'mebechutz. So my feeling is this. The Oren essentially had two different meanings. It was twofold. The Oren, first of all, first and foremost, is associated with the Luchos. But after all, it is one of the Klei HaMikdash. The Oren that is dependent on the Luchos and primarily associated with the Luchos is only eitz. Eitz chaya mile machazikim bo. So in Parshas Ekev, right after Kodesh Baruch Hu gives Moshe the Luchos, he says, Vosiso lecho aroin eitz. No Zohov there. The Torah has nothing to do with Zohov. The Torah has to do with eitz. Eitz chaya mile machazikim bo. Everything that was gold was associated with the Beis HaMikdash lekoved veletaforis. Because the Klei HaMikdash, all of them contained gold. Some of them were pure gold, like the Menorah. Others were partially gold. But whatever is gold in the Beis HaMikdash is associated with majesty, with royalty, with the magnificence of Beis HaMikdash l'Kovod v'Tiferes. And the Oren is part of Kovod v'Tiferes. The Oren that is associated directly with Torah, with the Luchos, is Vosiso Lecho Aroin Eitz. And that is the remez of Eitz Chaim Ile Machazikimbo. And therefore, yes, the Loshen Rabim is Vosu Aroin Atzei Shittim. Yavou Kulom V'Yisaski Ba'Oroin Kedei Sheyisku B'Torah. The Badim and all the other sections of Zov, Shteit Loshen Yochid Vosiso. Because that is no longer directly associated with Torah and with the Luchos HaEdes. Kach Nero L'Ani Yisdait.
What about the Chazal called the Bet Chochem Shein Teche Gebara in the Bet Chochem because of Zohar Vais and Bechutz, which is Mashmetz, the Torah is the Zohar?
That's a good question. So maybe in another Shir, in another Drosh, I'll say exactly what you say now. Klal Godol B'Yodi, especially when we're dealing with Machshova and Agadata. Different Mamorim and different Megdroshim are not consistent. They never were meant to be consistent. We don't need one idea to explain all the Medroshim and all the different Memre di Agadata. It is impossible to explain them all with one Mahalach, and it was never meant to be that way. I think there is no need, Bechlal, to make an effort. So Mamore Chazal and Medrosh Chazal, especially Mamore Agadat, are not consistent and they don't all need to be explained in the same way. So on one hand, yes, it is Toiche Kebaroi. In a way, and I stress, in a way, the entire Oren has a shaychus with the luchos. After all, just 10 minutes ago, I said, and by Shani, there was no Oren because there were no luchos. So essentially, the Oren is one. There is no Oren Zohav Beli Eitz. There is no Oren Eitz Beli Zohav. But what I do prove from the Posek and Ekev is what is primarily associated with the Luchos was Siseluch Aron Eitz. As long as there was no Beis HaMikdash, there was no need for gold, even the Oroin. All that was needed for the Oroin, for the Luchos originally, stage one was Aron Eitz. And that is my interpretation why the Loshon Rabbim is Oni v'osis v'osu Aron Atzishi. Oh, I thought my response here would be good for here as well. I don't know. That is also a klotz kasha. There's no need. So this pasuk teaches us yavo kulam v'yisasku ba'orah. Not every pasuk has to convey that same message. I think when Moshe got the Luchos, it was something more personal. He was up in the heavens. He got the Luchos. He had to make Aron Eitz. When they built the Beis HaMikdash, they didn't use that same Aron Eitz. Now it was a public enterprise. It was for Klal Yisrael. And therefore now, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Yavo kulam v'yisasku ba'aron. V'ein b'zeh kol pela. You know, whenever people ask me these type of kashas and I got this, I say, you need some virtual button in your head, which is the mode button. When I switch from lumdis to agadita, press that button. It's a different mode. These kashas aren't really relevant. So right now I need to press that mode. So I think this was a very interesting discussion regarding the essence of Asiyas HaMikdash, Meheri Yabona Beis HaMikdash, we should be Zorcha B'Kor HaBiyameinu. Whether it'll be according to the Rambam, whether we will actually build a Bayis HaShlishi, or Kodesh Baruch Hu, Yered, Eishman HaShemayim, that is up to a Kodesh Baruch Hu. We'll be happy with whatever we get. We should only be Zorcha. To Bias HaGoyal and to Binyam Beis HaMikdash. So many times I explain that the entirety of Avodas HaMikdash centers around three central kelim. Three and only three. Mizbeach, Shulchan, v'Menorah. And those were the three kelim in the Heichal. What do they symbolize, these three kelim? Borur b'Einai, even though I don't know who says it clearly, but it's clear. It's so clear that everybody could say it. Al shloisha dvorim ha'oylam oymed ala toiru ala voide val gemilas chosodim. And those essentially are the three kelim in the Heichel. Dvar yoyim b'yoymoy dvar Shabbos b'shabbatoy. So the menorah symbolizes toiru. And there are many ma'amor chazal to prove that in Shabbos chofei. Harogel b'ner havan le'benin talmid ha'chomim sh'ne'emar ki ne'emrei tzva v'toiru. Bova basra. That's Shabbos chofeis. Bova basra chofei. Harogel b'ner havele b'nint, that's the Gemon Shabbos. Haroi tzalachim yadrim. V'samonech menoyre b'doroim. There's a wonderful word from the Netziv, b'tchilat parshas tetzava. The Netziv brings a medesh. Reb tarfen ki aveshom adova metukon, hava omar kaftor v'ferach. The medesh says that when Reb tarfen heard a guta chiddush, he used to say kaftor v'ferach. Why did he say kafta v'ferach? So then Netziv says, maybe it was beloshen melitza, but the way we learn Chazal, yes, maybe they were paitoni, maybe they were poetic. Some of them were more poetic, others were more prosaic, maybe. But the way we learn Chazal, whatever they said, there was always a kavona amuka in Pnimiyas HaTorah. So why did Reb Tarfen say kafta v'ferach? So then Netziv writes, the menorah not only symbolizes Torah, it was mashpia Torah. And when Reb Tarfen heard a guta dvar Torah, he said, Dova zeh nishpa mekaftoreo v'pruchev shemenoyos amor. V'koyra ani al divrei Netziv kafta v'ferach. But I want to add my feeling about Kaftor Veferach. In Medrash, we learn that the posek Oiz Vahodo Levusho in Mishle refers to Torah. And the Torah necessitates Oiz and Hodor. Oiz is power and courage and clarity. Omra Torah Va'amita Asa Torah. Hodor is beauty. Torah is beautiful, and it should be beautiful. And it should be conveyed with all its unbelievable beauty. Omer Reish Lokesh, Kol Amoitzi Divrei Torah, Ve'enom Arevim Al Oznei Shoim Ein, Ki Kalo Shehi Arevo, Lefnei Achosan Mutav Loi Shaloi Amoron. So Reish Lokesh says in Medrash, whoever teaches Torah, and the Divrei Torah that he teaches, and he conveys to his Talmidim, aren't as appealing as a Kala Ba'enei Achosan, Mutav Loi Shaloi Amoron. If you can't say it, don't. Leave it to others. Torah needs to be conveyed in its utmost beauty, and that is Hodor, Oiz V'Hodor Levusha. And I argue that the Menorah has different parts. The Konim are essential. Without the Konim, you have no Neiris. Without the Neiris, you cannot light the candles. But the Kaftorim and Prochim weren't necessary. They weren't essential. They only belong to the beauty of the Menorah. So when Abtafen heard a Dova Mitukan, not only with eyes, but with Hador and with beauty, he said, Kaftor Veferach. This is the way it has to be. This is Nishba Mekaftoreo Veprocheo, the beauty of Menorah Samor. So Menorah indicates, symbolizes, and is Mashpia Torah. And it goes without saying that the Mizbechos are associated with Avodah. Rabbeinu Yonah, in the very first mission, in the beginning of Masechet Tovos, Ashloshet Dvorim Oilam Oymid, Rabbeinu Yonah explains Avodah means Avodah Sekarbonis. V'liachas Shuchur Avabayis, Avodah Setfilah. After all, the Gemara says in Brochas Chovav, Tfilas Keneged Karbonis Tiklim. The three Tfilas are associated with the different Karbonis. So the Mizbeach symbolizes Avodah. What's the Shulchan? Very last Gemara in Chagiga. The Gemara says, Shulchonoi Shalodah Mechaper, Kimizbeach. Both Rashi and Tosis explain that that is the mitzvah of Echnusas Orchim and Gemelas Chosodim. So the three Klei Amigdosh are associated and symbolize Torah Avodah Gemelas Chosodim. What about the Oroin? The Oroin definitely is Torah. We just learned Rashi. Yavau Kulam Vias Aski Ba'Oroin Kedei Shiyizke B'Torah. But the Oren is in Kodesh HaKodeshim. Kol Odom Lo Yiyah Ba'Oyal. Yerushalmi twice says, when the Kohen Gadol went into the Kodesh HaKodeshim, Nispashet V'Nase Kemalach. So the Oren is in total concealment. Many times we learn in Zohar, Al Shloisha Dvoram O'Olam O'Imid, but the three aren't the same. In practicality, they aren't the same. And we cannot give preference to one before the others. However, beitkasya velo beitgalya, benelam velo begilui, in Kodesh HaKodeshim, Torah reigns supreme. In Kodesh HaKodeshim, there is nothing else. Only the Aron and the Luchos HaOeinis. So the Zohar teaches us many times that the central pillar is Torah. So Torah does have a unique place in the Bria. And where is the Oroin situated? On the Even Ashasio B'Kodesh HaKodeshim. What is the interpretation of Even Ashasio? Mimeno Hushtata Olam. That is the cornerstone of creation. That is everything. And the Even Ashasio is in total concealment in Kodesh HaKodeshim. Sham orenu edes v'bo luchas abris. So behester bepnimi is Torah reigns supreme. B'mokum ragle akoyanim, the daily avoida, the avoid of Shabbos lechem aponim, three kalim. Same importance. In practicality, they are the same. Al shloisha dvorim o'eira moimid. In pnimius, in kodesh hakodeshim, behester loy begolui, only the Oren, Luchas Oedis, and that is the Torah. That is the central pillar. V'talmei Torah keneged kulam. Miyamin u'mismayl, mezeh u'mezeh, is chesed and avoid. So the Medrash says, Omer HaKadosh Baruch Hu Moshe, Yavou v'yasku bebinyan habayis v'mala ani aleihem ki'ilu bonu beis hamikdash. So I quoted Rashi and Tosis, Shavuos Tezvov, Rosh Hashanah Lamed Beis, and Sanhedrin, that the Bayis HaShlishi will come down from the heavens. So how will we build the Bayis HaShlishi? Amor lebnei Yisrael v'yoyiskim behilchas habayis v'mala ani aleihem ki'ilu bonu beis hamikdash. So that is our duty. To be Yosik Behelchas Abayis. V'Kodesh Baruch Hu Ma'al Aneinu Ki Lebon Abayis Abayis. We should be Zorcha B'Kodah B'Yameinu. To see, to witness. Zeh Abayis HaShlishi Shoru Metzap Eloi. Banu Ive Mishul Chal Yered. Eish Men HaShemayim Shenem Ar Migdash Hashem. Koinenu Yudecho B'mheirov Yomeinu. Amen.